This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and maybe even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
You need a Q-tip? Let's go!
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
You have any sense of what the Los Angeles Chargers are going to look like?
I think they're going to look a lot like all of Jim Harbaugh's teams.
Who's got it better than us?
No way!
What he does is so identifiable.
Earlier on the show, ESPN college basketball analyst Jay Billis. Coming up, Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski. Comedian Sal Vulcano. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We're still taking in the news that reverberated throughout the entire sports world today. Woj bomb number one of one. I mean, when you come on the air and say, oh, this business of the Lakers are waiting for J.J. Redick, that everybody is assuming is the case, leading into J.J. Redick being part of tonight's broadcast of the NBA Finals on ABC. Everyone's assuming he's going to be the next coach of the Lakers. That's why we've been waiting. Oh, no, the Lakers have actually been circling Dan Hurley, the two-time back-to-back national champion head coach of the UConn Huskies, and it's been a relentless pursuit. And he's listening. I'm listening. And we've been taking it in. Jay Billis joined us last hour to talk about it. We're happy to talk about it with you at 844-204-RICH being the number to dial. And hour number three, Kevin Stefanski, the reigning coach of the year of the National Football League, fresh off of a contract extension. He will be joining us. We'll chat with him about his Cleveland Browns, a team I put seventh on my too soon June power rankings.
Oof. Wow.
Yeah. That's not why he's calling in or zooming in.
I thought maybe he
found
out.
No, he accepted our invitation.
Okay.
So I had them do that. And over 600 comments on the YouTube version of that segment.
I had a fun time. I had a fun night scanning some of those comments.
What were people saying?
I mean, a lot of people were wondering if you were on the TJ Plus yesterday.
No, okay.
That's the good stuff, bro.
Just, you know, curious where the, you know, a lot of Eagles, Bills, Dolphins fans kind of wondering.
Yeah, sure.
Almost 82,000 views on that video.
Where? That's why it's called Too Soon
and Dumbass,
in June.
As you also
I think you.
Yeah, no, Dumbass.
You
okay,
dumbass
yes, correct. Terzo and Iowa, I shouldn't say speaking of Dumbass, but that's a very difficult term, but he's our friend. What's up, Terzo?
I appreciate it, Rich. I got a couple things for you here first. I was last night I was making dinner for my girlfriend, some spaghetti with my homemade sauce.
Okay.
And we had the Price is Right on, prime time. And guess what game they were playing?
Oh,
no way.
Master Key?
Master Key.
They were playing Master Key. And which key did she get?
She took the middle key.
She took the middle key.
She took the middle key. And what was the Master Key?
Tell me to open the card.
She won. Middle key.
She won everything.
Dude.
I just started laughing. My girlfriend looked at me and she's like, what's so funny about this? And I was like, always take the middle key, babe. Always take the middle key.
And did you show her TJ not taking the middle key afterwards?
I reminded her that that's where this beautiful relationship has started.
So, yeah.
The middle key was the master key, is what you're saying.
It was the first the first time since I played it, they probably played that dumb game.
But
too.
I mean,
but the everyone knows.
Middle key, always take
Look,
the
guys,
middle key.
I would have taken the middle key had I been looking. But as we know, I wasn't looking.
Okay. I think there, the middle key could also be a metaphor for many things in life. Yep. Always take the middle. Always.
Yeah. Just
cruise right down the middle.
The middle. Can,
that's the easy way to get through life, guys.
That's the way you, that's the way you end up hitting.
Go down the middle.
That's the way you end up hitting greens in golf. That's the way that you get strikes in bowling. That's the way that defenses are always trying to be baseball teams build the strongest up the middle because that's where you're most vulnerable. Mm. Just trying to say. It works for life, Terzo.
I think it does too, and I'll agree with you, Rich.
Also, the game's still stupid, Terzo.
Also, don't take other people's food. Like yesterday, I was just like, even if it's been sitting there, I think you still leave it.
It's funny.
I don't mess with other people's food.
I brought this up to the family writ large last night during dinner, and the looks I got of saying, "What, you take it?" Like. You'd take that food sitting out there for 4 hours. And then I mentioned that, Chris, you said all it would have to be is an hour of being left alone.
He's
and
no
you would have taken it. That's aggressive. That's aggressive.
We settled on 2 hours.
Still,
though.
We did. But,
yeah.
Okay, Terzo.
I think we leave it. But, Rich, just to preview the NBA Finals with you guys.
Oh, sure. Go for it.
I know yesterday everybody was kind of jumping on Chris. And saying, you know, everybody's overlooking Boston. I don't really think that that's the case. You can probably say that Kyrie and Luka are maybe better than Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, but that's kind of a maybe.
Mm.
But if you look throughout the entirety of the team, the Celtics have the experience. They've been beat up in the NBA Finals. I think that they're tired of it, and they're going to want to win. And to be honest, I could see them winning 4-1 and this being done in 5.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it goes to 7, though, like Jay Billis said.
Look at me agreeing with the lawyer.
Okay. Thank you, Terzo. Greatly appreciate that.
Appreciate you guys.
Be well, bro.
Right back at you. Yeah, I mean, Jay Billis just said he thinks it's Mavericks in 7.
It's almost like all these people just started watching basketball 6 weeks ago.
Oh, but Jay Billis, you can't say that about him. Kevin in North Carolina, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's going on, Rich?
What's going on?
Before I pose my question to Brockman, in regards to your June 2 soon power rankings, it sounded like the ramblings of a crazy person and triggered the quote from your interview with Thomas Lennon, find me in Patrick Stewart's yard.
Yeah.
Find me in
okay.
Yard.
All right. I like it.
Okay, so Brockman, I got a question for
that's
you
a
about
nice callback.
This whole Dan Hurley situation.
What's up, man? Are you the one that just tweeted me this as well?
Can't close the deal. And the Celtics can't win the title. And you're Dan Hurley, and you've got the leverage. Do you hold out and see if the Celtics job becomes available? And if so, would you want Dan Hurley as your next head coach?
Oh, Kevin in North Carolina. Kevin in North Carolina is absolutely – you're an all-star, Kevin. Hey now, you're an all-star.
It's game on.
Kevin in North Carolina, because you, sir – are hitting the nail directly on the head. And that nail is the one that Chris Brockman has been eyeing with the hammer all year long. Yeah. If they don't make the finals, if they don't win it all, it is a failure of a season and people should actually be held accountable. And our head coach chews gum a lot and he chomps his gum a lot and he's no Ime Udoka. And that guy was a better coach. And if he had only not done whatever the hell he was accused of doing,
no one really knows,
the team couldn't overlook and never mentioned publicly, but everybody's rumoring about it, that if that guy was still around, we would have beaten the Mavericks. And that is a perfect way to say, why wouldn't you, if you lose to Dallas, look at Joe Mazzulla and say, thanks, man.
But hold on a second.
Dan Hurley's sitting right there. And if Dan Hurley's wife wants to live in the Northeast and she wants to live near New Jersey, guess what? You know, UConn's only just an hour closer to New Jersey than Boston. It's only an hour further away. And you're right there.
That's all I'm saying.
And the Celtics can offer just as much money as Jeannie Buss.
Probably more.
I have now given you enough time to sit on this thing and give Kevin in North Carolina an answer. You can't handle the truth.
Number one, moot point. They're not going to lose.
I want answers.
Number two, let's just say the 1% chance they do lose. How do they lose?
By the way, and you know it's more than a 1% chance.
Of course. How do they lose?
Oh,
do they lose in five games, or does Luka hit a buzzer beater in game seven?
Oh, but why does it matter? Because you want it to be a blowout if you're going to lose. So they blow it out. They blow it out. So your delicate nature is...
Losing five?
Yeah, you lose in five.
Oh, losing five, Josiah.
Okay. You lose in six.
Are they all close games?
I mean, which way do you want to lose? I know I'm conflating conversations.
This is not exactly. None of this is not the equal.
But you say it doesn't matter. You want your delicate nature. You want to. How do you want to lose?
We're not going to lose.
Okay.
For starters. Okay. We're not going to lose.
Uh huh.
But if it's a game seven buzzer beater, then you know you just run it back. Because obviously something went wrong. But if Joe does not like calling timeouts, it's very frustrating.
So Joe Mazzulla winds up in a conversation of being, as you are going through the recriminations and the
Celtics,
festivus, you're going through the feats of strength Mavericks here and they're airing grievances.
Mavericks win this series, it's probably not going to be Joe's fault. It's probably going to be because they had one too many 10 for 38 shooting games.
You don't want, with Dan Hurley clearly in play, listening, and people are being aggressive to go get him.
I don't think so.
Might be able to keep him is because he wants to stay in the East Coast for family reasons.
I don't think so. The Lakers are a total rebuild situation. The Celtics are not in a rebuild. We are win now, championship or bust.
Right.
So I think you keep running this back. That's my answer.
You get that answer, Kevin?
It's not an answer.
Of course it's an answer.
He gave you the answer. He doesn't want Dan Hurley. He'll let Hurley walk out through that door.
We're not in a situation.
He's fine that Dan Hurley won't walk through that door.
We're not in a situation. The Celtics are not in a situation where you need to overhaul the roster and rebuild. The Lakers are. The Lakers are not a championship team.
Not the guy that they wanted to lead the ship to begin with. So if he can't close the deal, you get someone who can close the deal. And Hurley can probably close the deal.
Probably?
Look at Kevin in North Carolina.
Dude, so all CJ, of this is hinging on probably.
You got to like Kevin in North Carolina. Like Kevin in North Carolina. He's a thinker. He's a forward thinker.
He's definitely not
and
a mouth
from
breather.
A landline, Rich.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Kevin's rack him.
Wow.
He needs to be racked.
Epic.
Kevin, you just walking around your point. Are you just walking around your living room tethered to the phone right now?
Thank you, Kevin. Here's Kevin in North Carolina.
I hate Kevin and I hate you guys.
By the way, when we were watching E.T. the other day with Taylor.
Well, first of all, you never even said that you were watching.
Oh, I thought I did mention that here on the show. Didn't I mention that the other day that we watched E.T. with Taylor?
No.
Oh, we're watching E.T. with Taylor. Susie was pointing out at one point, phones used to be attached to the wall. Uh-huh. And they used to be a cord. Like she was
super
like kind of looking
cord.
At this thing.
Wow, that is
yeah, they
crazy,
had a long cord
man.
On the phone. She pointed out to Taylor, phones used to be attached by a cord and used to be on the wall.
And that was it.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait, you didn't know who's calling. It was roulette.
Yeah.
You picked up the phone.
Oh,
and you
my
went,
God. Yeah,
no,
yeah, it wasn't like.
It could have been anybody.
Caller from 91. Yeah, none
could've
of that.
Could have been anybody.
Yeah, no, could have been anybody. Could have been E.T. phone at home.
Right?
Elliot. That movie does not hold up, right?
Oh, it does. Oh, my God. I was crying like a baby. Gosh.
Did you turn on your heart light?
Oh, my heart light was turned on. And then we looked it up at the end. Did you know he made that song without the consent of the movie makers? Because I was ready to hear that song during the closing credits. Had nothing to do with the movie.
Really?
It had to do, well, it was about the movie, but it was not part of the film. And apparently there was a lawsuit. Somebody sued Neil Diamond.
I would have lost though in Jeopardy.
Yeah. Like Steven Spielberg?
I don't know. Look it up.
Turn on your heart.
I gotta
light.
Say, I don't think I've seen that movie since the 80s.
Dude.
I haven't seen it in a minute
it
either.
It is really amazing. And some of the shots are of the adults. Some of the shots are from kid eye level. So you see from the adults basically from like their thighs up.
Oh, interesting.
It's Spielberg is just, I mean, this just didn't. He's good. all right. You want to get to your five burning questions for the NBA Finals?
Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. Chris Brockman's five burning questions, even though Kevin in North Carolina just burnt this thing all straight up. All right. You got music for him? I don't even know.
Brockman's burning questions.
Wow.
That's a five. That's a five.
That's a five. I forgot we had a drop for that. My bad.
That's a five.
No, give him NBA music. Come on,
NBA
man.
Music.
Come on. Yeah. Come on. That's a foul. That's a foul on Jay Feller. Okay, here we go.
Well, Luka, complain then. Luka, just complain to the refs about that.
Okay.
Right. What do you got? Here we go. Number one, I got five burning questions. I'm thinking about the NBA Finals, which, breaking news, finally start tonight.
Finally, okay. After a month.
Number one, did the Timberwolves just suck, or is Dallas actually this good? Because here's the thing. The Timberwolves played really bad. Like, we were talking about Karl Anthony Towns had one of the worst three-point shooting performances. Anthony Edwards was admitting to being tired. He kind of, I'm not going to say he choked. He's 22 years old, but, like, you're not supposed to get tired when you're 22 years old.
Okay.
Or is, you know, Dallas actually, you know, been the second, you know, one of the top two teams in the league during the last, like, 2 months?
Can I answer that question for you?
Yes.
Dallas is that good.
You don't think the Timberwolves just kind of stunk?
You can definitely make that case, okay. But that's not why Dallas won. And then when another team stinks, you don't play down to their level. You win championships. That's what you do.
Yeah, but all those games were close, and you feel like Minnesota really could have won all of those games.
I know. It must have really hurt for Minnesota fans.
I'm cool with it.
Who was that?
It must have hurt because, you know.
They were so close.
They could have had their feelings spared if it was only all blowouts.
Again, your take on this is so weird to me.
What else?
How will Kyrie handle Boston's length? Like, I don't want to talk about Kyrie going back to Boston and how he's going to handle the crowd and the hostility. I don't know if there's going to be much of that. That feels like it's an overblown story.
I would agree with that at this point.
But who's going to guard him, and how can he handle it? Derek White, one of the best defending guards in the NBA. We know Drew Holiday is an awesome defender, and he's had a phenomenal playoffs.
Correct.
How is he going to handle being covered by those two guys? Is he going to have a couple games where he does go off, or is he going to kind of be in that 18 to 22 points per game, and is that going to be enough?
When did Derek White become like a Hall of Fame different
difference maker?
It started when the hell did that happen? The Sixers.
No idea.
He turned into Derek Havlicek, and then
From a 3-point, he's made the second most threes in the playoffs after Luka. It's him and Luka.
Did he find Michael Jordan's shoes one day, like, and just start putting them on?
Dude, seriously, maybe when he shaved his head. Yeah,
Samson effect.
Is that what it is?
He cut his hair and then he got his powers.
Gets him unbelievable. So anyway, I think that's kind of an interesting storyline.
All right.
You know, that's kind of being overshadowed by Kyrie's return to Boston.
Burning question three.
It's the KP of it all. How much Porzingis are the Celtics going to get? And how are they going to use him? You know, you see some of the clips going around of him shooting in practice. He looks lights out. Have the Celtics been playing coy about his health and his availability this whole time? You think about it, TJ, he was going to play in the Pacers series. They had announced that. If that series was going to go 5, 6, 7 games, he was going to be out there, but
didn't need him.
They didn't need him because it was a sweep. So that's 10 extra days of rest. It's been 37 days since we've last seen him. What are we going to get? How are they going to use him? Have they been kind of rope-a-doping us this whole time? We don't know. We're going to find out.
Well, tonight. I mean, Porzingis was talking about how he doesn't know, obviously, right. And how he's going to have to get out there and start getting in the flow and see what his conditioning is like.
Exactly.
But I think you could make the case, though, that if when he went down, for you to say, don't worry, you're going to lose 2 games, essentially. Oh, was it? How many playoff games
you
lost? 2 games. You're going to lose 12. You're going to go 12-2 and have an entire week of the playoffs, week off prior to the NBA Finals. And that's the way you're going to get me.
Absolute best case scenario.
You'd assign for that?
No doubt. And they were very strategic throughout the year about not quite load managing. He did play almost 60 games, but,
right.
You know, just building for this moment. This is what we got him for.
Okay.
All right. Number four, is Luka just going to go nuclear every game? Because that seems like it's a possibility. Like, there's a bet you can make that he breaks Elgin Baylor's NBA Finals scoring record.
Yes.
Which is something outlandish. He'd have to average, I think, 41 points a game to do it, which doesn't seem that crazy. Just watching this guy play, he's on another level. The intensity, his shot making, he can do literally everything on the basketball court. And it's cool that he gets this big stage to kind of show the world on, because he's one of the best players in the league. And is he just going to go nuts every single game and Dallas wins in 5 or 6? Certainly a possibility.
It certainly is.
And lastly, it's all about JT. It's all about Zero. Is it finally Jason Tatum's time? Is he going to put to bed his missteps and failures from the 2022 NBA Finals against Golden State? He has been good, not great in this playoffs, as evidenced by Jaylen Brown winning Eastern Conference Finals MVP.
But he doesn't have to be, right? Like, that's the point of it.
He does this absolutely time. This time. He has to be the man. You know, he's averaging, you know, 10 rebounds and 26 points in the playoffs, but that needs to be 30 plus, 10, 5 assists. He just has to be what we've been kind of hoping and building towards his entire career. Look, they've had a lot of success, but it hasn't ended in a championship, and it feels like if he plays really, really awesome, like one of the five best players in the league, as he's been voted on the last 3 years, then the Celtics are going to win the title. But if he goes, the Celtics are not going to win, and it's going to be Dallas hoisting that trophy.
All right. Five burning questions. If I could add one, like the one more, it's who's going to be the guy we're not thinking of. Who becomes
there's
the
always,
guy?
There's always one guy.
Man.
But it feels like to me,
Who's going to be that guy?
These two teams have been about the stars. They both have dynamic duos.
No, I know
and
that.
And the Celtics have, you know, really, really great supporting players where Dallas does not. But those supporting players for Dallas have been awesome in this playoff
run. That's
the
point.
And who's it going to be?
That the Celtics have a better track record of being better supporting the big two. The Mavericks support for the big two for them have been superb in these playoffs. Yeah. And if they do it one more time, they can win the finals.
Yeah. Does PJ Washington have a 30-point game where
Lively,
he's hitting threes with Derek Lively, Derek Jones?
Absolutely.
Kleba have a game?
Right.
You know, and the Celtics we've shown in their two losses in the playoffs, the teams have shot lights out. Well, and then, you know, can Dallas get them in one of two or three of these games? So we'll see.
One of those dudes who hits threes for the Celtics, one of them's going to have a game.
Does Tim Hardaway Jr. have a great game for Dallas?
Gosh. You know, how about that?
We'll see.
Chris Brockman's five burning
questions.
It's
going to be great finals.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
All right. Let's take a break. Before we do, I want to tell you about the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Fill up that grill and fire up your party right now. Get that Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. You can go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way up to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full great sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food looks as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and it cleans up so simply. You'll cook on two levels at the same time so you can make enough for everybody. And you can add a heavy-duty rotisserie if you want, or a rust-resistant griddle insert. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill today. All right, we come back. The moment we've been waiting for. TJ Jefferson plays the Dallas Cowboys win-loss game. Before that, though, Dak's talking about all the contract uncertainty.
Oh, this might change my
pace. Oh, baby, that's coming up. Man, the Hoops Finals are right around the corner. How cool would it be to go to one of those games? You might even be thinking that right now. And if you are, I've got the solution for you. Game Time. Makes getting finals tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to tip-off. You get killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, meaning no surprises on the final cost. Views from your seat, which means no surprises on your view of the court. The lowest price guarantees also there from Game Time, which takes the guesswork completely out of buying basketball tickets, certainly when it's the biggest event around for hoops, the finals. Take the guesswork straight out. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account and redeem my code RICH, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung. And that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code Eisen when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code Eisen. So, okay. You haven't seen E.T. in forever and a day, right?
Forever. Okay. I mean, honestly, since the 80s.
What? Give me a movie that you haven't seen in a while that I'd be stunned you haven't seen in a while. TJ, you got one of those?
Man, I mean, that I haven't seen in a while. Oh.
E.T. for sure. I mean, that's if you're just talking about, you know, classics of,
yes,
of 30, 40 years ago.
Look at that, man.
Yeah, I'd have to look at a list and like really think about it. Do you got one? What have you been watching with the fam lately?
We watched the first two episodes of Clipped last night.
Yep.
And
fun.
Yeah, it is.
It's fun.
Except if you're a Clipper fan,
right?
It's not.
I mean, Ed O'Neill is just
oh
like
my God,
playing the creep cringe to just A plus. Yeah, it's so good. Yeah,
I know that. Yeah. So that's what we watched last night.
Okay.
And our kids just stroll in like, "What are you watching?" We're pausing it and like, not for you.
The thing is that Cage is still a little young for kind of those types of movies.
Yeah, but
like E.T. and
E.T.,
some of the,
yeah, is a little too,
like,
right.
Goonies and stuff.
So what are you watching with him now?
Oh, we're still dying. We went and saw the Garfield movie in the theaters.
Oh, yeah. How'd we do on that one?
Really fun. Really enjoyed it.
Okay.
Got him to sit still with the giant icy.
Okay. Do you take a grab of the icy every now and then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I share?
I let him know.
Popcorn? You get him
know.
Popcorn and then have some?
We had popcorn. Gummy fruit snacks.
Oh my God! Jeez.
Yeah,
I made him sit still.
Yes, he's about to sit.
That's the opposite.
Yeah. Oh, and you forgot the smoothie bowl from Baltimore.
And the smoothie bowl.
Because we're sitting around for an hour.
Sitting in the lobby.
Yeah.
Someone had left their popcorn in the lobby.
For an hour.
I was like, this is fine.
This is fine.
And
take it, kid.
Ticket stub, and it was 2 hours before.
Yeah,
so
I looked at the
like,
stub and the receipt. Yeah. I was like, that's fine. I'll
approved by the food expert.
What did that guy was like? I was a bio major or something yesterday.
I'm a food safety guy. Fantastic. Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Dak Prescott speaking about contracts up in the air in Dallas. My God. It's the greatest. I mean, we're here first week of June and his contract hasn't been touched. Sort of like Santiago and his sort of like his clothes in his closet.
I want to know
not
why
to
was,
be.
Why was he packed?
Why he's not packed? Nothing's been touched. Okay, he didn't pack a thing. And CeeDee Lamb's not at the mandatory stuff because Justin Jefferson's now the highest paid non-quarterback in the league, and he's not. At agreement with the Jones family, and then Micah Parsons like, that's okay, I'll wait. But I just know that when I sign, I'm going to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. And that number's only going to go up because I'm assuming CD might be the one to help force it up. But at any rate, what do I know?
What do any of us know, really?
I know I shouldn't say such a thing into a microphone when I'm hoping you consume this show live on the Roku channel or Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM Odyssey, or our podcast.
You got to be real with the people sometimes, though, Rich.
I shouldn't even say. I know. I mean, I shouldn't say the words like, well, what do I know? Yeah. All I know is it's just going to get more expensive as they wait.
Yep.
And in the case of Dak, you may just flat out lose him completely. And the answer might be, fine, let him go. What has he done? All right. Okay, so he beat, who did he beat in the playoffs?
Only Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. Ended his career, didn't he? Sent him into retirement, didn't he?
If any other quarterback in this league would have done that, we'd be swinging from their undercarriage about how great they are. But nobody cares when it comes to Dak.
Did they win the game because of Dak?
Yes, Chris, they did.
Sure.
Dak... Well, you can't take it away.
Come on, dog.
Come on. Like, don't do that. Don't do that.
But they don't win because of him, but they lose because of him.
By the way, Dak's first game return from injury was against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, and he had one of his best games ever.
400 yards.
He did. It was so good.
I've lost because our place kicker.
We've been swinging from his undercarriage since. Great phrase. It's tough for me to forget that one.
I'm just saying.
Understood. Well, you don't need to physically make the maneuver like you're parachuting. You're grabbing onto two whatever.
I'm just saying.
Ropes.
Actually, Dak had 4 touchdowns against the Bucs. He was really good.
He was great. At any rate.
2-5 in the playoffs.
What do I know? So the question is how is he handling all of it, right? How is he going to handle all of it? And the question is, here's his answer.
This is an urgency you should always have, to be honest. So maybe guys who normally wouldn't feel it. So I don't mind it. I've been in this position before. I'm a gambling man. We'll gamble on myself and my guys. So, not actually, guys. I understand. I understand there's been a lot of shit with that. So. Not that way. Just a hot. So, yeah, that being said, yeah, there you go.
That's another reason why he should stick around there. I mean, he's used to being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. That is not an easy gig in the NFL or in sports in general. The amount of attention that is on you, the amount of pressure that he likes to, but he's out of ways to answer this question now.
Yeah.
Make fun of it. Talk about how it makes diamonds, how I'm betting on myself. That's how I started, you know. I mean, honestly, he's out of ways to answer the question. The only answer is how will the question be posed by an opponent when it's win or go home time in January? Will it be on the road? Will it be at home? What is going to happen in that moment, and are the Cowboys best set up for that moment roster wise? I'm saying I don't know how they're much better than they were at this point last year. Other than health, they're going to be healthier, right?
Yeah,
they're going to be healthier.
That's important.
Going into week one. I'm just wondering how it will be in week 19, 20, because they'll get there. They're going to make the playoffs. We're just going to see what happens then. And are they equipped roster-wise? And are we going to be looking back at the fun that we had about the Jerry telethon in Timpani and putting up on the board the number of transactions that they had during the free agency period, which was zero for a while and then one for a long time? Are we going to be looking at that moment saying, boy, they could have had that person or that person if they only had the cap flexibility created by their own foresight to sign the guys that they're going to end up having to sign now anyway? Are we going to have that conversation in January, or are we going to say Jerry was right? Good Lord, is that going to be something we're talking about all the time? And that is it. That is the crux.
Jack, with you today.
But other quarterbacks may not be as able to laugh it off, brush it off, and perform as well as Dak is no doubt going to. You know? No doubt going to. But what happens in January? Who's it going to be? Where are they going to be? Who's it going to be against? Boy, I can't wait to fill in those proper nouns in the Mad Lib. Cannot wait.
Just remember, it wasn't Dak that let Romeo Doubs get loose for 151 yards.
No,
receiving. It wasn't Dak who let Aaron Jones get 118 yards. You know, these are just.
But a little pushback, a little bit of pushback. Okay, and you know how I cape for Dak quite a bit from here. Stop it. What'd I just say?
Yeah, but
how many people are? Oh, excuse me.
But then there's always
these are fighting words.
There's always a little paper cut at the end.
Now these are fighting words. How many people who sit in a position that I'm sitting in or come out and say Dak's going to have a good regular season? He's going to be fine, or he's handling this pressure well? No, they're going to just poop all over him and say he stunk. The Dallas Cowboys should go and do what they're doing with him. Make him prove it. Because
that's my line.
I don't feel that way about it, as a matter of fact. No. I just don't think that they're going to have the pressure removed from Dak in a situation that the roster, if it was constructed a little bit better, when it all comes down to it. But I also am not sitting here thinking, how's Deuce Vaughn going to look in the slot on the third down, which apparently they're trying out right now, and they're OTAs, and he apparently looks good. I don't know. We don't know. Can Rico Dowdle have some sort of an effect on things? Can Zach be a, you know, can Zeke be a guy who behind Zach Martin? Will he have a better year? He said he didn't have a great year last year. I think he made all pro anyway. Listen, I just don't know if when rubber meets road, how's it going to work out? Against who and where? And the pushback I was going to offer is if Dak had converted a first down here and there, maybe the Packers wouldn't have gotten right back on the field and jammed it right down their throats defensively. And these things are all part of a tapestry, if you will. But I can't wait for that to play out. And how it plays out, whether they're on the road or at home. And last year, you recall, they were terrific at home up until that playoff loss. Whether they're at home or on the road, a division winner or not, depends on how they do in the regular season. And it is now time, because TJ Jefferson stopped us in our tracks during our prep time today. And he said, I will do the Dallas Cowboys win-loss game today on June 6th.
Let's go.
It's TJ Day.
Come on.
Here we go. Big D Day.
Big D.
If you will. Let's go. I need music. He's got the props. He's got the Cowboys flag. It is time for TJ Jefferson.
All right, TJ, what do you
to
got?
Say to the people.
Let's go, baby.
In win-loss format, how the Dallas Cowboys are going to perform in the 2024 National Football League season that begins at the Cleveland Browns week one. TJ Jefferson.
Here we go. Week one. That's a W.
Okay. A good thing you're saying that now before Kevin Stefanski joins us in 25 minutes on Zoom. Home for the New Orleans Saints.
That's a dub.
2-0 at home. Late window on Fox. This reeks of Tom Brady's America's Game of the Week. Home for the Baltimore Ravens.
We're going to take the L that game.
Okay. Ooh. And then turn right around at the New York Giants on Thursday Night Football.
West Side Connect. That's a dub.
3-1 at the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday Night Football.
Ooh. You know what, guys? On the road, we're going to take that L.
3-2 at home against the Detroit friggin' Lions. Late window Fox.
You know what, guys? We're going to take that L.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa,
three. Dude, that means they're 3-3 going into a bye week, which means it will be
please, God.
Hair on fire.
Please let that happen.
Hair on absolute fire.
Yeah.
Coming out of the bye at the San Francisco 49ers.
It's not going to get better because, as you know, I've always said the Niners are the hurdle the Cowboys can't get over. So that's an Uncle L cool.
So that's a three-game losing streak that takes a month long to process and play out with that bye week mixed in. 3-4 at the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay, now we start to get our mojo back like Austin Powers. Yeah, baby. That's a W.
4-4 home for the Eagles. Late window. CBS, Romo, and Nance in the house.
At home?
Yep.
Taking that dub.
5-4 Monday Night Football home against the Texans.
Here we go.
You know, I hate to say it, but I think that's an L, guys.
5-5 at the Washington Commanders.
Oh, come on. You know. You already know. That's
6-5 home for the Giants on Thanksgiving.
Give me that win on Turkey Day. Gobble,
7-5 home for the Cincinnati Bengals on Monday Night Football.
Now, let me explain this to you. We've got 11 days off between the Giants game and the Bengals game. The Bengals have a tough game the previous week against the Steelers.
Oh, look at you mapping
so
it out.
I'm going to say because of those factors, that's a WC in the mad
circle. 8-5 at the Carolina Panthers.
Come on, that's a dub.
9-5 home against the Buccaneers.
Oh, we're going to eat that dub like Jameis said.
10-5 at the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, you know, that's a home and home thing, so unfortunately, I think that's an L.
10-6 home for the Commanders.
Come on, don't even ask me that question.
11-6 TJ Jefferson.
Oh, God, if you're listening, help.
All right.
Does that win the division?
Well, he split with the... You could take down the music now. That splits with the team that we're assuming that's the closest, which is Philadelphia. If you're thinking the Commanders have a surprise season, being 2-0 against them, sweeping them, that will definitely help out. Certainly if the Commanders have any sort of wild card. I don't think 11-6 is good enough.
Is Bill Belichick the coach for the 11-6? Because 3-3 into the bye week, Oh, baby.
Yeah, but those well, are 11-6. Look at those losses.
How about this? Well, I love this. Let's extrapolate
the
this.
The Niners?
Out. 11-6 Dallas as a division winner means what? They're the 4 seed, 3 seed, or the 4 seed, right?
Probably
it's
3
possible
seed.
Possible 3.
Probably
not.
3.
Maybe not.
I don't see 11 wins
well,
coming
hold
out
on
of
a
the
second.
South.
Hold on a second here. The good part about what you did, TJ, is you had, of their 6 losses, half of them are AFC losses. So that means you have them at 11-3 in conference.
Okay.
Which is a pretty damn good conference record. You've got them 4-2 in division, 11-3 in conference. So that I think that might be good for the 3. But last year, dude, a Packers team came in and they were the 7, right?
Yeah.
Look out. I'm just saying here, pal. I don't know. That means you're taking on a team that might be second. You got a Rams team coming in, or Niners team potentially if the Rams perform very well. You got to do better than that to have a better shot, I think, at an NFC Championship run. But we'll see. God, I can't wait for this thing to play out.
Just
goodness.
For the record, I went back. Look, I've been one game off every year.
No, you have not been pie in the sky.
You've been very realistic, yeah.
There have been more pie in the sky.
Trust me, me and Monica were talking before the show. I wanted to put us at 14-3, but I decided not to do that.
All right, let's take a break. When I come back, we give you the AFC's, the AFC South is best-case scenarios. Ooh. Having a lot of fun with that segment. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Kevin Stefanski of the Browns coming up in hour number 3. And let's take a break. Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you can find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, everybody. We're back here on our program. Lots going on. Phone calls. Kevin Stefanski zooming in. Lots to talk about with him. So Vrabel's an assistant there, huh? He's a consultant?
Yeah, I don't know what
his
actual
exact title. Can we find that out?
Let me look.
We can fact find that. You know, back in Ohio. Boy, if I told all those Buckeye fans, hey, Vrabel's going to coach in the state of Ohio next year, everybody would be like, really? No, he's going to be a fill in the blank. What's the fill in the blank?
See. Hold on, I'm looking.
This guy's just one of the worst Googlers ever.
I mean, you're such a jerk, dude. I literally have to go to the Browns coaches and scroll down. Like, what is wrong with you?
Jeez.
He's not even on the coaching staff officially.
Heart pills and buckle up.
Gosh.
You just got to put in Mike Vrabel Browns into Google and it pops up. He's just called a consultant. That's it.
That's what I said. Then why are you asking me to Google it? I had it right
just
the first time. God.
While we're on the subject matter,
I'm already stressed about the finals tonight, man. Like, back off.
While we're on the subject matter, we gotta figure out the drop situation over there.
Am I getting them wrong?
No, you're not. Oh. But Del Tufo like buries them or he labels them something, and then you can't find them because you're not completely familiar with his labeling system. And then he disappears to St. Louis for like 10 days, and then what the hell am I supposed to do?
He's in St. Louis?
What about
yes.
me?
Yes. Oh. He's in St. Louis. I have no idea where he is.
Honestly.
I think we're having
a meeting after. We're going to have a meeting.
Do we have to?
Well, you don't have anything to do with it, so don't worry. What are you worried about?
Good point.
Drops.
I'm caring about it. I'm just trying to.
I'm part of this
guys,
team.
I'm just
Rich.
Trying to have
I
a care. Better. I'm just trying to make a show.
Funny show.
Just trying to do what I'm doing.
What do you care?
Game time tickets. If you're in the Boston area, you want to go to do the basketball finals. Guess what? Game Time is there to help you out find your tickets and making finding basketball finals tickets even faster and easier. Killer last-minute deals, meaning the prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to tip-off. So you can hold. And right before tip-off, you go, okay, I'm going to go on. I'm going to find out in that garden where the seat is. You're going to see a view from the seat. You're going to watch one of the players just step on lucky. And then you're going to say, oh, I'm going to have a great view of that seat. And before you buy that seat, you know how much it costs. You go, boom.
Boom. Boom.
That's it. You're going to buy that ticket. And that's the way it works with Game Time. Guesswork totally removed when you buy basketball's final tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem the code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. And guess who's walking through that door in Boston?
Oh.
You.
Oh, yeah.
You. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guarantee.
Not Rick Pitino. We know that.
Oh, no.
Larry Bird's not walking through.
He's
that
hanging
door.
Upside down right now, sleeping.
Wow.
Wait, is this thing on?
I was literally about to say, let's be positive. Let's get positive. I'm about to go to my glass half full segment.
Sorry.
And then you go drop that. Well, how do I make the turn on that?
Sorry.
My gosh. What the hell's the matter with you?
I don't like him.
Clearly.
He's hanging upside down.
Hanging upside down.
Wow.
By the way, when was the last time you saw Love at First Bite with George Hamilton?
Right. Now, that's been a minute. Lauren Hutton's in that, right?
Look at you. Sounds like somebody who stayed up in Altoona at 11:30 at night hoping that was on Cinemax.
It's funny you said that because I just saw a video. It was like an On This Day video on Facebook. And we were talking about watching movies through the scrambled screen back in the day.
Oh, WHT, the movie network.
Yeah.
That movie was 1979.
Dude.
He's still tan.
You know, I just don't know why these things stick in my head. The song from that movie was I Love the Nightlife.
Because you love the boogie. That's why. On the disco ride.
That's where you see. We're like that.
Please don't talk about that tonight.
Look that. You want to Google that? I bet you it's from that movie. I think I'm right.
Hold on.
What's the song? What's the disco song from Love at First Bite?
I Love the Nightlife.
That's it.
Is that it? Hold on.
I think it's I Love the Nightlife.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
It is.
Honestly, I don't know why things stick in my brain. I do not know.
Because it's a great song.
But now I'll make the transition. Okay. We've been spreading the positivity around here.
Who's saying that?
Things get...
Do you know it? I know it.
Oh, God.
Alicia Bridges.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. I've been spreading the positivity around these parts. I'm shining the light, being the light, as the great, now late, sadly, Bill Walton once told me to do. And it's funny, a lot of my opinions here, based on the best case scenarios for all teams, have been ascribed to me in places that listen to what we do, thank you, and pick it up and aggregate it. Okay.
Appreciate it.
This is my opinion of what's going to happen. No, this is the best case scenarios. And I've done it for now 6 NFL divisions.
Yeah.
It is now time for the best case scenarios of the AFC South for 2024. Hit it.
Best case scenario for each NFL team.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yes.
I love that job. I love it. Okay, here we go. Tennessee Titans. Best case scenario. New head coach Brian Callahan coming in here.
Yep.
Will Levis has a 4,000-yard season.
Ooh, baby.
Now, Tony Pollard outrushes Derrick Henry. They say, Derek, you can go off somewhere else. He goes to Baltimore, and Tony Pollard has more rushing yards than he does anyway. Now, Will Levis, 4,000-yard season. You're saying, how's that possible? Do you see who the three wide receiver set is for Brian Callahan?
Yeah, it's pretty
Calvin Ridley, pretty good. DeAndre Hopkins, yeah. And Tyler Boyd from Cincinnati with Callahan.
And they still have Treylon Burks.
And they have Tajay Spears. Okay, like, so this is, and Bill Callahan's the one who's now running the offensive line in the blocking scheme, like one of the best at it for his son.
Sneaky, sneaky offense. Here.
That's how Brian Callahan winds up as a coach of the year finalist, and the Titans make the playoffs. I don't think they'll win the division, but they are one of those sneaky seven seeds that gets in, and Will Levis gets a playoff appearance in year two, year one as a full-time starter in the NFL. I think that's the best case scenario for the Titans right there.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, thank you. The Indianapolis Colts. Now, it's not a great best case scenario when Anthony Richardson's already talking about having a shoulder injury. But he says it's okay. Okay, so we're going to go glass half full here. Half full. Okay?
Yeah, Steichen said he'd play today if that's the game.
Anthony Richardson winds up as comeback player of the year. Normally a guy in the second year isn't comeback player of the year, but let's just say he is because he's that good. Jonathan Taylor wins his second rushing title of his young career, and Shane Steichen winds up a coach of the year finalist. And with everybody looking at the Texans taking a step up, the Colts take a step up and win the division and make the divisional round just like the Texans did last year. And I think that's their best case scenario for this year. With Anthony Richardson's first go round and Shane Steichen's second year in the program.
Jonathan Taylor bounce back.
Yes, sir. Plays all 17, wins the rushing title. Second time in his career.
Pittman, 1,200 yards, sure, 10 touchdowns. Sure, you
did that sort of thing. Sure. Jacksonville Jaguars, best case scenario. Trevor Lawrence is an MVP finalist.
Ooh. Okay.
Josh Allen finally gets what he deserves. Defensive player of the year. He's the DPOY,
nice.
Which he could have been last year, by the way. Okay? So Trevor Lawrence shuts up all the naysayers about having taken a step back last year, saying, I am healthy. I am ready to roll, and I am one of the five names mentioned in NFL Honors Night before the Super Bowl as an MVP candidate. The Jaguars win the division. They reclaim what was once theirs, and they make the AFC Championship game. I can't sit here and say, yeah, they're going to make the Super Bowl or win it. I can't bring myself to that. And I know I disappoint Duval County when I say that.
I don't think they're there, though. Yeah. I don't think they're there.
But I say that's their best case scenario. Now for the Texans, I'm all aboard here. CJ Stroud is the MVP. He wins the damn thing. DeMeco Ryans is the coach of the year. He wins the damn thing. Stephon Diggs returns to the double-digit touchdown category, even with Nico Collins and Tank Dell. That's how great Stroud is. He just throws it all over the yard, and Stephon Diggs gets his. He's fed. He's happy. And Will Anderson is a DPOY finalist. He's a Defensive Player of the Year finalist. The Texans are the ones to eliminate the Chiefs. They're the ones who say, yes, the torch is now officially passed, even though I know that sounds ridiculous. It's not like Mahomes is 40. But last year, they were the ones who couldn't get past him, right?
Yeah.
They were the ones who lost to Baltimore, and they're the ones who are like, we're gonna take care of this AFC. They're not going to win three in a row. We're knocking them out, and we're going to New Orleans. And I'll tell you what. What's the closest NFL city to the city of New Orleans?
Houston.
So they go there, and they got a ton of people that show up, and it's like a friggin' home game, and they win the thing. And that's the best case scenario for the Houston Texans in 2024. Sky's the limit. Sky's 11.
Texans Cowboys Super Bowl.
Oh my goodness. Well, they play each other as we have already established in the win-loss game that TJ Jefferson said the Cowboys go 11-6. But those are the best case scenarios for the AFC South.
I like it.
On tomorrow's program, I will finish up this concept, this cultivated caper by the AFC West. kind of simple. We're going to finish this with a crescendo. It's kind of simple how to finish it, but we'll do it nonetheless tomorrow. Fun stuff. I've enjoyed this whole thing.
Action. You got so much to give, Rich.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Caleb Williams has spoken.
Hey.
We will hit that in hour number three. Also, Kevin Stefanski is coming up next, Coach of the Year, and the comedian Sal Vulcano is in studio, and that's no impractical joke. That's coming up. Still here on Roku. And your phone calls as well. I see you, Jimmy, in San Antonio. I see you. We'll get to you. I believe Jimmy wants to do the win-loss game for the Cowboys as well and wants to do it just in the same show as you. So here we go.
I don't know why we would do that, though.
I don't know. That's what he wants.
He wants to compare.
Why you want to follow me?
Well, Jimmy's a VIP for various reasons as well. I'll explain. He is shot up to the very top of the list of favorite Rich Eisen show callers and regulars with one Susie Schuster.
Well, I mean, he sweet talks her a lot when he calls.
No, that's not it.
I'm telling you to be wary is all I'm saying.
No, I'm aware of that.
He's real smooth with it.
That's okay. Susie and I are celebrating 21 years together as husband and wife tomorrow.
Oh, well, happy anniversary.
That's right.
Yeah. I understand. So who put the number on the baseball?
Wow. Did you ask her the last time she was here? Or did you forget?
We didn't forget. It just the time was never right.
What do you mean the time's never right?
Well,
you did 2 days.
That's a question you just can't throw out there.
That's not true.
You know, because she'll tell us the break when she doesn't like a question.
Oh, and ask it. You ask it at 11:02.
Right, when's she back in?
11:02.
Top story.
Hey.
Oh, she'll be back soon. So, all right. So will we. Hour number three coming up. Kevin Stefanski, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Actual contract extension for a Cleveland coach, and they gave one to the general manager, too.
Love it.
Every story eventually comes to an end. This June, hear the final episode of Season 2 of the hit podcast series In the Red Clay, Durham. In the Red Clay tells the unbelievable true story of Billy Sunday Burt, the most dangerous man in Georgia history. In the podcast that people are calling riveting, incredibly moving, captivating, and addicting. Binge seasons 1 and 2 of In the Red Clay now, wherever you listen.